十二章五到十三节。但以理书十二章五到十三节，我但以理观看，见另有两个人站立，一个在河这边，一个在河那边。有一个问那站在河水以上穿细麻衣的说，这奇异的事到几时才应验呢？我听见那站在河水以上穿细麻衣的向天举起左右手，指着活到永远的主启示说，要到一载、二载、半载打破圣名权力的时候，这一切事就都应验了。我听见这话却不明白，就说，我主啊，这些事的结局是怎样呢？他说，但以理啊，你只管去，因为这话已经隐藏封闭，直到末时必有许多人使自己清净洁白且被熬炼，但恶人仍必行恶，一切恶人都不明白，唯独智慧人能明白。从除掉常现的燔祭，并设立那行毁坏可憎恶之物的时候，必有1290日。等到1335日的那人便为有福。你且去等候结局，因为你必安歇。到了末期，你必起来享受你的福分。这是神的话。
Thank you to Katie for reading and to Winnie for playing the organ.
感谢今天带我们敬拜的人。
And thank you to Pastor Alvin for leading us and to Cindy for giving the announcements.
感谢 Alvin 牧师，感谢 Cindy 姊妹。
And thank you to the praise team and to Pastor Doris for their contribution too.
感谢敬拜团还有我们的 Doris 牧师。
Bernard Travailler was a theological student.
Bernard Travailler 是一个神学生。
One time he was playing basketball with friends.
那有一天他跟朋友在打篮球。
A friendly old janitor waited patiently until they finished before locking up.
有一位清洁的一位男士就很耐心的等他们完成之后才把门锁起来。
And Bernard noticed the janitor was reading the book of Revelation, the last book in the Bible.
那 Bernard 就看到了那个清洁的先生，他正在读启示录，就是圣经里的最后一卷书。
Bernard was surprised.
Bernard 就很惊讶。
It was a difficult book to interpret, even for highly trained Bible students.
这是一个很难读懂的一个书，就算对神学生来说都一样的。
Do you understand it? He asked.
他就问说，你懂吗？
Oh yes, I understand it, the janitor replied.
清洁员就说，当然啊，我懂。
Here was a book that baffled scholars.
这是一位令学者们都很疑惑的一卷书。
Yet this old man, a janitor without formal education, claimed to understand it.
可是这位年纪有点年纪的绅士，他又是一个清洁员，没有受过什么教育，他竟然能够读懂。
What do you think it means? Asked Bernard.
Bernard 就问说，你觉得那是什么意思呢？
The old man looked up and very quietly said,
那位老先生就抬起头，很安静地说，
It means that Jesus is going to win.
意思就是说耶稣会赢。
Today is the final sermon on the book of Daniel.
今天是但以理书的最后一个讲道。
Daniel reminds us that God remembers us.
但以理提醒我们，神纪念我们。
God rescues us.
神拯救了我们。
God is with us.
神与我们同在。
God restores the humble.
神修复那谦卑的。
God removes the proud.
神移除那高傲的。
God commands history.
神主宰着历史。
God is sovereign.
神是全能的。
God ultimately triumphs.
神最后是得胜的。
Daniel.Is a message for our times.
但以理书是在指着我们现在的时代来说话。
But it's also a message that takes us to the end of time.
可是它的信息又把我们带到了末时。
Christianity is the most hopeful belief in the world.
基督教是全世界里面最有喜乐、最有希望的一个信仰。
God has revealed Himself in Jesus Christ.
神透过耶稣基督显现了。
Christ has taken our sin upon himself.
神把他把我们的罪恶放到了自己的身上。
Death has been defeated by Christ.
死亡已经被耶稣打败了。
And the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead guarantees God's ultimate victory.
那主耶稣基督的复活就是呈现了耶稣他们神最后的胜得胜。
And at the end of history, Christ will return.
那在历史结束的时候，耶稣会再来。
The end times describes what we should expect as we anticipate Christ's return.
那末时要给我们讲解的就是说，耶稣再来的时候，我们会看到了些什么事。
This is what the vision at the end of Daniel begins to reveal.
这就是但以理书最后面的这些现象我们看到的。
Daniel's vision falls into the category of apocalyptic literature.
但以理的这些意象我们看到是一个归类在一个叫做末代的文学里。
This style of prophecy was widely used in the years before and during the time of Jesus.
这种末日的预言呢，是在耶稣的时代跟耶稣之前很常用的一种说话的说法。
Apocalyptic literature occurs in the New Testament, especially Mark 13 and Revelation.
我们可以看到这些末日的文学在新约里面，尤其是马可福音13章，还有启示录里面可能读到。
It uses symbol and dramatic images.
它用了很多这些象征性的，还有一些很多戏剧性的一些意象。
Daniel, writing in the 6th century BC, is one of the first examples of this style in Jewish history.
那在犹太的历史里面，我们但以理他在西元前六世纪的时候就用了这样子手法的，但以理是个很明显的例子。
Apocalyptic prophecy requires careful interpretation.
那这种末日的一些文学呢，我们需要很小心的去分析。
Daniel chapter 11 focuses mostly upon the horrific reign of Antiochus IV in the 2nd century BC.
但以理书十一章，它主要是在讲解安提阿哥四世他暴政的这些一些情形。
But from Daniel chapter 11 verse 32, the prophecy transforms into a prophecy about the end times.
可是在但以理书十一章三十二节的时候，他的这些预言变成了一个是讲末日的预言。
Daniel chapter 11 verse 40 says it is the time of the end.
但以理书十一章四十节说到了到末了。
The events of Antiochus's reign merge into end time prophecy.
明明是讲述安提阿哥四世的一些历史，变成了讲到末日的一些预言。
And the events described become symbols for future events.
那些形容的那些时事，变成了预言以后未来会发生的一些事的一些象征。
The New Testament reveals this.
我们在新约里面也读到了。
Remember that Antiochus set up the abomination that causes desolation?
在你记得里面提到说安提阿哥做了那行毁坏可憎恶的吗？
This was the image of Zeus placed in the Jerusalem temple in 167 BC.
这个形容的就是宙斯在耶路撒冷的殿里面在西元前167年的时候的事。
In Mark chapter 13 verse 14,Jesus refers to the abomination that causes desolation.
在马可福音十三章十四节的时候，耶稣也提到了那行毁坏可憎恶的。
But he is describing the destruction of the temple in AD 70.
可是他在形容的是殿的毁坏在西元前七十年的时候。
And the construction of a Roman altar in its place.
那殿被毁了，可是又设立了一个罗马人的殿。
What's more, the description of Antiochus in Daniel 11 is the template for the Antichrist of 1 John chapter 2 verse 18.
那更有意思的是，在形容安提阿哥四世的时候，明明是但以理书十一章，它是一个模板来。形容那敌耶稣的，在约翰一书二章十八节的事。
And the man of lawlessness in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2.
也是模板给那不法的，在帖撒罗尼迦后书二章。
Antiochus becomes the symbol of absolute opposition to God.
安提阿哥就变成一个象征，完全反神的。
Apocalyptic end times prophecy therefore demands humility.
所以说在末日的这些时候，这样的预言，它要我们的是表达谦卑。
Many have attempted to calculate the time of Christ's return.
有很多人试着去计算耶稣什么时候会回来。
The Bible reminds us that this is futile.
那圣经提醒我们这是没用的。
1 Timothy 6 verse 15 says that the second coming of Christ will occur in God's time.
提摩太前书六章十五节说，耶稣再来的日子是按着神的时间。
We do not organize God's calendar. We eagerly wait for His arrival.
我们并不安排神的行程，我们只能等待他的来临。
This requires humility.
这需要的就是谦卑。
It requires humility because there are different views about the end times.
我们需要谦卑，因为对末日有很多不同的见解。
For example, will Christ return before the millennium, the 1,000 years described in Revelation 20?
比如说耶稣来的时候是在千禧年之前呢，就像启示录上里面就这么写着的吗？
Or will Christ return after the millennium?
还是说耶稣会在千禧年之后回来的？
Is the millennium a literal 1,000 years or a symbolic period of time?
那千禧年真的是一千年之后呢，还是只是象征性的一段时间？
Jesus warned us against speculation.
耶稣已经警告我们不能这样算。
In Matthew 24 verse 23, he says, At that time, if anyone says to you, Look, here is the Christ, or there he is, do not believe it.
马太福音二十四章二十三节写道：“那时若有人对你们说，基督在这里，或说基督在那里，你们不要信。”
When Christ returns, it will be obvious.
当基督回来的时候，是会很明显的。
Matthew 24 verse 27 says, "For as lightning that comes from the east is visible even in the west, so will be the coming of the Son of Man."
马太福音二十四章二十七节又说：“闪电从东边发出，直照到西边，人子降临也要这样。”
John Lennox, a world-famous Oxford professor, wrote this about the prophecies in Daniel.
一个牛津大学很著名的一位教授约翰·伦诺克斯说过
：“If thinking about the Book of Daniel.” leads us to endless speculation and fails to produce a life like Daniel's, we have understood neither its message nor its call to live for God as salt and light in the world.
他说如果我们读但以理书的时候只能够不断地猜测它是什么意思而并不去真的活出一个跟但以理一样的生命的话那我们就误会了他的信息，我们也误会了神呼召我们去成为世上的盐和光。
So with our views of interpretation, humility is needed.
所以不管我们怎么去解释或分析，我们要带着谦卑的心。
So what does Daniel chapter 12 teach us?
所以但以理书十二章到底教导我们什么事呢？
Daniel chapter 12 gives us a promise to anticipate.And a posture to adopt.
但以理书十二章给我们的是一个期盼的一个应许，还有一个去行为的一个模板。
One of the first funerals I conducted as a young pastor was for a 40-year-old man.
我刚成为牧师的时候，执行的头几个丧礼是为了一个四十岁的一位先生。
He was a talented guitar player and singer.
他是一个很杰出的一位能弹又唱的一位歌手。
Sadly, he contracted multiple sclerosis in his early 20s.
可是他在二十几岁的时候就得了疾病。
His condition deteriorated rapidly.
他的病情不断的恶化。
He could no longer play his guitar.
他就再也不能弹吉他了。
He was bedridden.
他只能卧病在床。
He became utterly dependent upon others for everything.
不管做什么都完全的依赖着别人。
He loved coming to church services brought in his wheelchair by a friend.
他很喜欢到教会敬拜，他的朋友就推用轮椅把他推进来。
And he waved his arms during worship.
唱歌的时候他会挥舞着手。
He grunted the lyrics to the songs.
他会哼着那些歌词。
He loved Jesus.
他热爱耶稣。
But he frequently mumbled a question that haunts many people.
可是他时常问了一个我们大家心头上都有的问题。
Why?
为什么？
How do we answer this question?
我们怎么回答他呢？
What hope can we give?
我们能给他什么希望呢？
Now think about Daniel.
那我们再来想想但以理。
Daniel lost everything.
但以理失去了一切。
He lived most of his life in exile.
他一生都被放逐着。
He never saw his homeland again.
他再也没有回到他的家园。
What hope could he cling to?
他能够有什么样的希望呢？
The only hope that matters.
他有是唯一的那个希望。
The hope that lies at the very heart of biblical faith.
是我们圣经里面唯一的真理。
The hope that tells us that even when there is no meaning in suffering, there is more than just this life.
这个希望就是说，不管我们的挣扎是多么的没有意义，但是生命还有比生命更大的。
The hope that answers your and my why questions.
这个希望就能够回答我们心里的为什么这个问题。
Listen to Daniel chapter 12, verse 13, the last words in this book.
听啊，这是但以理书十二章十三节，整卷书的最后一节。
You will rest, and then at the end of the days, you will rise to receive your allotted inheritance.
因为你必安歇，到了末期，你必起来，享受你的福分。
The details of the end times may stretch our interpretive skills.
那末日的一些预言也许能够让我们很困难去理解它。
But the fact of the end times is unmistakable.
可是事实就是没办法我们去怎么扭曲的。
Daniel will receive his allotted inheritance.
但以理会得到他应得的福分。
But his inheritance will be unlike anything he could ever imagine.
可是这个福分是比他想象的更大更强的。
Daniel is promised resurrection to eternal life.
但以理被应许的是复生，是一个永恒的生命。
Resurrection is the answer to Daniel.
但以理的回答就是复活。
Resurrection is the answer for my profoundly disabled friend.
复活就是对那位有残疾的那位朋友的回答。
Resurrection is the answer to the deepest cry in our hearts.
这个复活就是我们心里挣扎的一个解答。
It declares that God will put all things right.
意思就是说神会使一切都纠正。
This is the promise that Daniel anticipates.
这就是但以理期盼的应许。
But we have a greater assurance than Daniel.
可是我们有更好的一个应许。
There is one who has already risen from the dead.
因为我们知道已经有一位复活了。
Colossians chapter 1 triumphantly declares this.
哥罗西书一章十八节很得胜地说。
Jesus is the firstborn from among the dead.
耶稣是从死里首先复生的。
He is risen, and we who believe in him will also be raised.
他已经复活了，那我们这些信他的也能够重生。
This is the true focus of the end times.
这才是末日的焦点。
Not attempts to pinpoint the date of Christ's return.
并不是来分析说耶稣实际上回到再来的日子是哪一天
or debate different views on the end times
或是辩论说末日的代表一些象征怎么样的事情
The true focus is the victory of Christ when we are resurrected from the dead on that final day.
唯一的焦点应该就是在耶稣已经被复活了，而那一天他会再来。
Listen to Jesus' words in John chapter 6, verse 40.
这是耶稣他在约翰福音六章四十节说。
For my Father's will is that all those who look to the Son and believe in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise them up at the last day.
因为我父的意思是叫一切见子而信的人得永生，并且在末日我要叫他复活。
The Christian hope is resurrection to eternal life on the last day.
基督徒的盼望就是在复活得到永生，在最后那一天的时候。
This is the end time promise to anticipate.
这就是末日的应许，我们要期盼的。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It brings great joy.
这是能够让人欢喜快乐的。
But it also signals a terrifying alternative.
可是它有一个可怕的一个意思。
At the end of time, Daniel 12 tells us,
在但以理书十二章说,
all who have ever lived will be divided into two groups.
在末日的时候会被分成两类。
One group will be those whose names are written in the book, says Daniel 12, verse 1.
但以理书十二章一节说, 第一群人名是录在册上的。
In Revelation, this book is called the Lamb's Book of Life.
在启示录里，这本书叫做《羔羊生命册》。
Those whose names are in this book are those who hold to the promise of eternal life in Jesus Christ.
名字被写在这本书上的人，就是那些信靠并期盼着永恒生命的。
In Revelation 3, verse 5, Jesus says, "I will never blot the name of that person from the book of life."But will acknowledge that name before my Father and His angels.
启示录三章五节说，我也必不从生命册上涂抹他的名，且要在我父面前和我父众使者面前认他的名。
But there is another group.
但还有另外一群人。
In Daniel 12, verse 1, these are they who will be raised to shame and everlasting contempt.
他们就是但以理书十二章一节里那些受羞辱、永远被憎恶的人。
Their names are not found in the book of life.
他们的名字并不在生命册上。
Revelation chapter 20 verse 15 says, "Anyone whose name was not found written in the book of life was thrown into the lake of fire."
启示录二十章十五节说，若有人名字没记在生命册上，他就被扔在火炉里。
Who are these people?
这些人是谁呢?
These are they who do not believe in Jesus Christ.
这些是那些不信基督耶稣的。
Who did not place their trust in the cross of Christ.
他们并不信赖基督在十字架上的。
Who rejected the good news of the resurrection.
他们不理会福音。
The end times gives us reason to rejoice.
末日给我们敬拜的一个原因。
But the end times also makes us shudder at the reality of eternal hell for those who do not believe.
可是也让我们害怕那些地狱为那些没有信的人。
It brings no joy to the Lord that some will reject the gospel.
神并不喜欢有些人会拒绝福音。
The end times must spur us on to proclaim the gospel.
末日的来临应该是鼓励我们能够大声地传扬福音。
To see women and men turn to Jesus as Lord and Savior.
男男女女都要转向耶稣，我们的神，我们的救主。
May it be so this season at Trinity.
我希望能够在教会里看见这件事。
And if you do not yet know Jesus personally, God's invitation is to submit to him and know eternal life.
那如果你并不自己认识基督耶稣的话，神邀请你能够到他面前，并知道永恒的生命是能赐给你的。
Finally, there is a posture to adopt.
最后是一个行动的一个标榜。
The New Testament repeatedly reminds us that we must be alert and watchful.
新约里面不断地说我们要谨慎，要警醒。
Mark 13 verse 33 says, Be on your guard, be alert. You do not know when that time will come.
马可福音十三章三十三节说，你们要谨慎，警醒祈祷，因为你们不晓得那日几时来到。
Matthew 24 verse 42 says, Therefore keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come.
马太福音二十四章四十二节说，所以你们要警醒，因为不知道你们的主是哪一天来到。
How do we keep watch?
我们怎么警醒呢？
In Daniel 12 verse 13, Daniel is told to go your way till the end.
但以理书十二章十三节，但以理受到指示说，你且去等候结局。
You've probably seen the popular slogan, keep calm and carry on.
你们可能看到那个很有名的一个标榜话语说，保持冷静，继续前进。
That is what Daniel is told to do, keep calm and carry on.
这就是但以理受到的一个启示，就继续保持冷静，继续前进。
Carry on with your faithful love for Jesus.
继续着你对耶稣的这样的爱。
Carry on with your daily work.
继续着你每天的活。
Carry on bringing hope and love to others.
继续着给大家带来希望和爱。
Carry on showing patience and compassion.
继续着给一些爱和一些耐心。
Carry on being an encouragement.
能够成为别人的鼓励。
Carry on praying.
继续祷告。
Carry on serving.
继续服侍。
Carry on seeking Christ.
继续寻求耶稣。
This is our posture. Keep calm and carry on.
这就是我们该保有的一个行动的一个态度，保持冷静，继续前进。
Next time you get into a car, look at the mirror on the driver's door.
下次开车的时候，你们可以看着车里的镜子。
Etched on the mirror is a safety warning.
那照后镜上面有一个警告。
It says, objects may appear further away than they actually are.
他说镜子里的影像可能比实际上的更近。
Let these words be a reminder of this great biblical truth.
希望这些话能够提醒你们，这是圣经的真理。
Christ's second coming may appear far away.
神耶稣再来可能感觉很遥远。
But the day of his return is coming.
可是他再来的日子是就近了。
It may even be before this service is over.
也许在我们敬拜之前也会他就来了。
So wake up!
所以要警醒。
Be watchful!
要谨慎。
Proclaim the gospel!
宣扬福音。
The end approaches!
末日来了。
Keep calm and carry on.
保持冷静，继续前进。
Jesus is going to win.
耶稣是会得胜的。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's stand and sing a hymn that I hope we all know.
让我们站着来回应